John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus proclaimed himself in the church. Now, in this instance when I think of these verses, I used to think that if Jesus speaks in this manner, no wonder, those Pharisees and Sadducees will only persecute him to cross. Why he has to say such things? It has always been the argument in my mind, isn't there another way that Jesus could have lived well as well? But I also believe that he died for us and all the pain is for us that we suffer not in the death that sin can bring us, for the pain of the death for sins is more torturous than the pain of persecution. This is because at the time of persecution the physical pain is more and the waiting for deliverance is also testing, but when we are sure of our faith and keep longing only for the Lord, there is room for a lot of joy, peace, and love in the truth we have. I can prove this point using a simple example from the movies, especially in Indian cinema. Why even TV series, portrays this very well. The protagonist of the movie or the screenplay only will always have romance, comedy, more happiness, the pleasures that we all look for, and peace even in times of immense distress, unlike the negative roles who go mad about one single retaliation from the protagonist or even if one small step of theirs go wrong. The protagonists keep getting over every other hurdle and loss with a peace of mind, unlike the negative characters that are driven mad. Dear Lord, Almighty, bless this day and the days to come. Bless all those who wish me well, those who don't accept to treat me inhumanely, and those who want me to live a good life. Bless my enemies to stay away and not know me, so that they will not earn your wrath against them. Fill our daily plates in abundance that we may never run out of, but be able to help others. Provide us with long-lasting, good, and safe roofs and clothing. Thank you for what you have provided today. Deliver us from all evils, specifically, that are of this day. Touch us with your healing hand so that we may remain in good health. Make way for us and show us the way to your blessedness so that we may lead our lives in peace, joy, love, hope, faith, goodness, prosperity, praise, and worship, exemplifying your glory for a victorious life on this earth. Amen.